Batsy podcast. How the fuck are you doing, Elliot?
Pretty great, actually.
Pretty great. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, buddy.
Oh, 11.
11.
Yeah.
I hope everybody is doing the same. Yeah. Maybe 11s, maybe 10s.
Yeah. If you got to be a 10, that's still great.
I'm going 8.
8? I mean, honestly, that's, you know, pretty good.
Yeah. I'm going 8 because, I don't know if anybody's ever been to Mount Holly, but they don't do DoorDash.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I will say thank you, DoorDash, for everything you've done.
R.I.P. DoorDash.
Well, thank you for fucking up that sponsor.
Oh, yeah. We could have got that.
Well, we had it.
We can get Dash Door,
which
is where it's a service where you can pay guys to come steal your door.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Well, now that we don't have DoorDash, Postmates is the fantastic way to get things at work that you'd like to have.
Right.
Right.
Do you want soda?
Do you like pickles?
Have you ever heard of drinks?
Like sun drop and shit.
Yeah, you can probably get sun drop.
You can get sun drop, cherry wine.
They'll bring you tampons.
Exactly. Maybe Chick-fil-A. Today, me and Elliot will be talking about what, Elliot?
Well, we're not gonna have a structure, I guess, like we normally do.
We're not. We're gonna do it different today.
Yeah.
Or tonight, because it's tonight.
It is very night.
It's very night.
But we were talking about it and we thought, well, you know, we've never really introduced ourselves as far as why we're doing this, you know, how we got to the point of doing this.
Yes.
And so it's just like a little origin story for the podcast.
Right. That's a good way to put it, because I would not have put it like that.
Right.
Elliot, go first, because...
Well, if we're talking about the podcast and how it started, I was on the first two episodes.
Right.
But you were the one who obviously set everything up and really started it. So what?
Okay.
Why did you want to do that?
Okay. Well, all right. Well, the podcast, what I wanted to do, my name is Scotty.
Yeah, that's good. We should start with names.
Yeah, we should start with names.
I'm Elliot. Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
Chill out, buddy. You said I'm first now.
All right. I don't want to steamroll you.
Are you big timing me, man?
Okay. All right.
All right.
Why'd you start the fucking podcast?
All right. I did, buddy. I started this podcast because I was listening to podcasts, and it was either podcasts were too much, too much information that I didn't care about, or podcasts were too boring, and also, like, this murder suspect...
there's a lot of true crime.
True crime podcasts bore the fuck out of me, yeah, man.
It's saturated,
like,
now.
I don't care about it, man. Like, I laugh at things that are not funny, you know? And now I'm going to record it. I have friends that do the same thing, and that's why I'm fucking doing this.
Right.
And also, my friends are very funny.
Yeah, I agree.
And Elliot is a funny guy. And
thank you.
I brought him on to co-host. It took, like, I don't know, like 15 episodes.
Yeah, something like that.
But at the beginning of it, that was the plan. It took like episode 2. I was like, that's the guy.
Right.
I was like, that would be the guy to do co-host, and then it ended up happening. So
right.
Our structure is not the best.
Well, I mean, it's...
it's getting there, you know? It's like a dude that... dating a girl... that
right.
hasn't done it a lot.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
But, you know, she's willing to help.
To learn.
Yeah. That's our podcast.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like anything else. You have to execute. You can only plan so much. You have to actually do it. and then see what happens and then go from there.
Is this public speaking class? Because that's what it fucking sounds like right now.
Well, we are technically public speaking, so.
Yeah, I didn't get a fucking college credit for this, and I wish I would have done this 10 years ago. By the way, both of us have a background in broadcasting, where we both have degrees in it.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to spout out our fucking resumes right now, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, mine's pretty short, but...
I mean, mine too. You know, we work in a kitchen by day.
Yep.
And we do this in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And I mean, that really sums up why I want to do this. It's fun, and it takes the edge off. I don't know. You know, it's...
Yeah.
It really is. It's just fun.
Well, for me, I remember, I've always wanted to do a podcast since I was, like, a teenager. And it was, like, first starting, and, like, people were first starting to do it.
Which is what year? What year is that?
Probably, like, 2008 and 2009.
You were a teenager then?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I was born in 1990, so I was, you know... Yeah, I didn't mean to drop that on you, but
okay.
But so I basically, you know, me and Rob, who was on the first episode as well, we had always talked about it, and then we never did it, and then years later, you know, you're hitting us up to come on a podcast, and for both of us, we were so excited about it, you know, to actually finally be able to do it, but. I never thought it would be a thing that we would do regularly, you know.
Right.
Or at least that I would be a part of regularly. But, I mean.
But also, you let's roll back.
Yeah.
I mean, well, both of us, we're not just the podcast. Like,
right.
I've written a movie script.
Right.
You've been in that situation. You've done the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, we have a background and a lot of that stuff, right?
Right. Well, I think both of us have always been looking for creative outlets. And I don't want to speak for you, but music didn't do it for me. Like, I played music for probably 5 years.
There's too many
6 years.
Too many people involved.
Right. After I stopped playing music, well, no, while I was playing music, I was writing, mostly collaborating with, again, Rob. Like, we wrote screenplays. We wrote a play called Aromas Boy, which I still would love to do someday.
Is that something that is on, like, that's just like a hard copy? Like, you can't
read
that anywhere,
right? I might be able to find it somewhere.
That would be very cool.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to go back and look at some of my old writing. I used to, but I don't do it anymore.
Right.
But I used to. So basically, just to give some background, I didn't do a whole lot from the time I was, from the time I dropped out of college till the time I was about 26, I basically did nothing. I was off the grid, just hung out in my parents' house, did nothing.
You want to sum it up in like 3 words?
I did nothing. That's the 3 words. I really did. So, well, okay. So I say I did nothing, but during that time, I basically just wrote like I was writing. Like, that's right. I treated it like a full-time job, and I thought, I'm never going to have a real job. I'm just going to keep doing this until either something happens or I give up, and then I'm not really interested in what happens after that.
Yeah, Elliot, I think we missed each other back then by like 1 year in college.
Yeah, thereabout.
Because when in that same college, I was like a broadcasting and like a tutor,
like a teacher's assistant,
something like that. I forgot. I got paid to do it, whatever it was. It was good enough to get paid to do it.
Right.
I didn't really have to do the things that they told me to do,
yeah,
because I already did it,
yeah.
Like I really didn't already do it. They were just like, you can do it,
right?
You know, but like, I guess we were one, like, because I took like 2 years off. Like, I graduated in what year did you graduate
from high school?
Yeah.
08.
08.
Yeah.
So 2005 I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't, I took like 2 years off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I vacationed for a while.
Yeah.
Pizza jobs don't pay much.
No, you know they don't.
It's pretty wild how that works.
Yeah.
If you have a pizza job, shout out.
Yeah. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're making ready to eat pizzas right now,
yeah,
shout out to you. Because fuck your boss.
He sucks. Or she sucks.
Or she sucks. Yeah,
they suck.
They suck. Or them's
them suck. Sucks.
Them's sucks. Yeah, so like we're like so you started there in 08 or 09?
Oh no. Okay, so I actually, yeah, no. When I went to college I was 20 when I went to Gaston
for 10.
Broadcasting. So yeah, it was like 2010.
Okay, so it was like the year.
Oh no, it was probably closer. Well, my birthday is towards the end of the year. It's in August, so it was either 2010 or 2011.
So like it was one of those. Yeah, so I graduated in 10.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So we missed each other by a year, man.
Right.
I could have been your boss.
I mean, yeah, fair enough.
I could have been your boss, bitch. when I was in college. And I was doing what I was doing. There was a layoff from like a factory.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it, but like it's been like a thing for like 40 years around here. Like they laid off like fucking 500 people.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay.
Industrial fabricators or something like that. I forgot the name of it, but like they also everybody they laid off, they let them go to school and they paid for it.
Oh, okay.
So, like, all there were these, like, 40, 50-year-old people that were just, like, in classes that they, you know, they were just like, I don't want to be here.
Right.
Like, I kind of have to be here because I have to figure shit out.
Nothing else.
So, like, there was, like, you know, like, 40-year-old people that were, like, trying to figure out what a keyboard is. But also, at the same time, trying to figure out what a keyboard is, they were trying to figure out how to do editing on a keyboard, like audio editing.
Yeah.
Which, you know, one button is enough.
Yeah.
But if you fuck up, if you push 14 buttons, it fucks up way worse.
Yeah. You got to go back.
Yeah. Being a tutor was rough. You know, I got $15 a week. It was pretty cool. I don't know. I got dropped off.
Well,
college sucked.
Yeah, I wasn't. So I only had my broadcasting classes I went to the school for.
Yeah.
And, also me and my best friend at the time enrolled together. He wasn't going for broadcasting, but the only reason I was able to get to school for my classes is because we arranged it that way, like, so he could drive, you know. So. We would go to school every morning, and the classes that I went to the school for, I did great. You know, I had an English class that I really enjoyed, did well in that. Everything I took online,
horrible,
failed.
Yeah, same.
Immediately. I could not hold myself accountable to do that kind of work, you know, online, and you know, what?
What did you have online? Because I had like fucking like anthropology online.
Oh, I had like a music appreciation, which I still remember that book was like, first of all, it's music that doesn't cost anything. Nobody owns this music. It's what do you call it?
Like free range music.
Yeah, yes. Something like that. But they so it's that shit on a CD and a book that was about an inch and a half thick.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with like?
And it was $130 for that.
For the book.
For the book, for the class. And I was getting financial aid at the time, which, you know, was dope. That's why I got my first real tattoo with my first financial aid check. I mean, and I still do. Like,
does that make us look like shitheads?
I think so.
Shout out to everybody, you know, paying taxes and doing
right. Thank everything. You.
But But also, we pay taxes.
Yeah. But, well, now we do, but at the time I didn't. But I did. I took that taxpayer money and got a Big Lebowski tattoo on my foot. Like, that's rough. That's not...
I could think of worse tattoos.
Right. Well, no, I mean, but, you know, I could have bought groceries, I guess, but...
Oh, you're right. I can't think of worse tattoos. You're right, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, whatever. So what was your expectations of going to school for that?
Well, so I grew up... I say grew up, but from the time I was like 15 or 16, we got XM through our satellite TV. And these two guys, Opie and Anthony, were on XM at the time. They'd just come from terrestrial radio in New York, where they were doing mornings. And these guys are kind of like, if Howard Stern's first place, these guys are second place.
Right.
As far as popularity and things like that.
Right.
And it turns out Anthony Cumia, the Anthony part of it, not a great guy. Kind of a, you know, frothing at the mouth racist now.
Was that a recent thing?
No, well, not really. He got, I think it was 5 or 6 years ago, he was filmed, like, calling some lady the N-word on the street.
What?
Or, yeah, it was rough. And he's like a gun nut, which, you know, fair enough. But he was like a real right-wing guy.
Yeah, they don't like add up, man.
But he, okay, so, but like listening to the show, he was always kind of, he literally on the show, he was the guy who did impressions, funny voices, ran the soundboard.
Right.
And, you know, it wasn't really, like, he would get into political conversations with people. Right. But that never came across. But, you know, at the time, you know, but anyway, when I was 16, 15 or 16, I started listening to them, and they had, they used to have all the cellar comedians, like Nick DiPaolo. They used to have, Jim Norton was their third mic, like their permanent third mic. He was on every morning.
Right.
So all of his friends from the cellar would come on, like Colin Quinn. They'd all just come and sit for two or three hours.
So what time range is this? Like, this is,
when did the show start? The show, I remember them talking about waking up at like 3 or 4 in the morning.
4 hours every day, right?
Yeah, 4 hours of content every day. And then once they got on XM,
fucking wild, dude.
There was commercial breaks, but it was like literally just so they could take a break. They didn't. That's the whole thing. Is there's no commercials.
Fucking piss, man. Like, yeah.
But there was, I mean, some of the standout moments that I remember, because they were shock jocks. So
right.
When they were still on terrestrial radio, and now, like, when I was 16, I thought the shit was rad, and it's kind of gross to me now, but they had, like, the 40-gallon drum challenge.
Oh, right.
Which is where they would bring girls into the studio. They would get in a 40-gallon drum, and then they would pour shit in the drum, like the grossest,
like shit.
I don't know if they ever got the literal shit, but it would be like maggots,
like some like Fear Factory.
Exactly, it was like a Fear Factory.
Yeah, it was that era of like.
But they, like, but those bits, like once they got onto XM, it kind of shifted a little bit to where they weren't worried about keeping their jobs, or, you know, they got fired a couple times for doing messed up shit. And
from XM?
No, from terrestrial radio.
Okay.
So they would have to go to another radio station and get hired.
Right. Which, but, for them would not be that hard, right? Like
no, unless I think one time they had a non-compete or something like that, and they had to sit out for like a year or something like that happened. But I was obsessed with this show for years. And I found an online catalog that had, from 2001 on, just had every show they ever did.
Right.
And I used to listen to sometimes two a day, you know, 8 hours of that show. And it was listening to the comedians, you know, just fucking shit on each other and...
Right.
You know, tell stories. and things like that. And that was what, you know, me and my friends have always, you know, we've always shit on each other. Like, that's been the mark of friendship for me.
Yeah, yeah. I hate everybody I know.
Yeah. And I just want to say mean things to them.
Yeah.
That are also funny. And they can't be just mean, but they have to be funny.
And then at the end of the day,
right,
everybody loves each other.
Yeah. And to me, that's how I've always showed love, is like, I'm going to fuck with you because,
right,
you know, I appreciate you, you know?
Right.
And there was, I think the best example I could think of is after Patrice O'Neal died.
Oh, rest in peace, buddy.
Which was, he was on the ONA show all the time. He was a great, great regular on there. Amazing comedian.
Patrice would be the king of podcasts right now.
Oh, he would. He did a show on XM called Black Phillip.
Yeah, but he would be,
which it was,
fucking king right now, dude.
It was basically an advice podcast before that was a thing.
Yeah.
And he was, he called it Black Phillip because he said he was the Black Dr. Phil. He could have done a lot.
Oh,
but
100%.
But
bacon, man.
And that's the thing, is he ate himself to death. He just refused.
Dave Attell.
That's what I'm about to talk about.
Oh, my God.
So it's this whole episode. Well, I say episode. It's this morning where Patrice has died, and it's the day after or 2 days after. I don't know if it happened on a weekend.
Yeah.
But everybody's coming on air, and all these cellar comedians are showing up to talk about Patrice and, you know, memorialize him and things like that. And it's honestly, it's a huge bummer for an hour and a half or 2 hours. And then Dave Attell shows up late.
Right.
And comes in.
It's a weird situation. Like, somebody's got to break the ice.
Yeah. And they were talking about, this was before GoFundMe, so they were giving a phone number that you could call and donate to Patrice's family.
Right.
And they did the plug, and Dave Attell was just like, yes, please call and donate. His family have to buy a giant coffin. And
for his fat fucking ass.
Yeah, like, it broke, and everybody laughed, and it fucking broke the tension in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was more of a, like, it wasn't mourning after that. It was more like celebration, like, you know.
Just imagine, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be the guy to do this.
Right. Well, I mean, the balls you have to have, like.
Oh, man.
But also, I've, like, gotten out of the car, like, I've gotten dropped off before. My house has gotten out of the car. My friend's driving. I'm like, all right, I hope you die on the way home. And just kind of like go inside. You know what I mean? Like it's not a, it's like a weird thing.
Right.
Where you.
But then, you know. You might feel kind of bad if they die on the way home.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it actually happened, I would think I was a wizard. But
yeah, well. Or a fucking Targaryen or some shit.
Right.
Dude.
That would be dope.
That would be fucking dope.
But so listening to that show, I decided, like, I wanted to be in radio. Like, that was the only thing I wanted to do. And, but I also, once I got in broadcasting school, I didn't really enjoy what it actually was. And.
Exact, yes. Exactly. You know,
also, I realized, like, oh no, I want to work for one show that I like a lot. I don't really like everything else that was going on. If you go and work for a local radio station, it wasn't, you know, what I wanted to actually do.
Right.
You know, so I kind of. That radio voice, that was another big thing on ONA, is they would literally play clips from morning zoo shows. Where it was like
morning zoo shows,
the morning zoo. So it's a format,
okay,
that happens across the entire country,
right?
Which is another thing that kind of dejected me from being a part of radio. But
yeah, when it's like broke down and everything, it's like,
yeah, when you see
it takes the fun out of it.
There are companies that make bits like parody songs or like talk pieces, and they sell them to radio stations across the country. And every morning show would pick it out and, you know,
right, do
it. But they used to play clips from these shows, and it was the hardest shit to listen to. Like, these, because it was always like a format. Like, there was a crazy guy.
Yeah.
And there was, the two hosts would usually be a man and a woman, and they weren't married, but they would, like, we argue like we're married. You know what I mean?
You're talking about, like, what's his name? Regis and...
Yeah, Kathy Lee.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which I think dates us, because I don't think it's been Regis and Kathy Lee for...
Well, he switched up, man. He switched girls.
No. He left, and Kathy Lee stayed.
Well, no. It was another girl before her.
Wait, is Kathy Lee the first one?
No, she's just... Yeah, that's the first one. And then there was another lady after that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. And then
Regis is in a wheelchair now.
Oh, shit.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean... You know. I could see it. Well, he's got little legs, so maybe they're still working.
Yeah, he's like Martin Short, just littler.
It is funny that Martin Short is so small.
Yeah. I want to know what Martin Long looks like.
Oh, I don't want to talk to Martin Long.
Martin Long is a porn star.
Oh, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, that's the one.
I came up with that name.
But a female porn star.
Martina Long. Oh, boy.
Longest vagina in the West.
That's the longest uterus you've ever seen. Wow, that's not
worth it. Well, no. Yeah.
So your end game. What's your end game?
End game. Well, okay. Before we talk about end game,
okay.
Which I want to get to.
Right.
Like what we want to do with this. Mm-hmm. But the thing is you talked about like, there was 10 years where you didn't do anything with this.
Right.
But honestly, and I feel the same way because after we started, I was like, all the creative outlets that I pursued over the years, this is the one that's felt the best and that I've enjoyed the most.
Yeah.
And felt the most comfortable doing. So like really, I mean, I wouldn't trade it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I know we started late, but I feel like it's working out.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Like, I wouldn't say I wasted 10 years.
Right.
Because I did, I started a company. No,
I just mean as far as the broadcasting thing.
Right. And I eventually, got the idea to do this.
Right.
Before going to, like, I went to, like, what year? 2008
mm-hmm.
or something. That's when I started going to the broadcast school.
Yeah.
And before that, everybody, like the reason that it happened was, well, not the reason that it happened, but like, I've always heard that was like, you have like you should do something with your voice or something.
People have said that to me too, and I never understood.
Honestly, I could hear you at a bar and be like, that fucker needs to be on a radio or something.
You know? See, I've never understood that. I mean, I don't know, but I mean, I mean, enough people have said it to where I guess it's something. But you know,
right?
That's weird that you say you got that too.
Yeah,
over the years,
I've for you, it's just the way you talk, the way you vocalize, and you like pronunciate, and I don't think it's like that for me at all. I think it's talk, and sometimes I can like go into other situations.
Well,
I guess I don't know.
I mean, you say that, but at the same time, like I've talked to people who have said they had a hard time when they started listening, distinguishing who was talking.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which, and honestly, there have been a way, when we first started doing it, and I go back and listen to them back, especially when we were in the first studio,
right,
and the mics weren't great and everything, and there would be times where I was like, did I say that? Like I mean, honestly, it's like, well, yeah, we have strangely similar voices. Dude, as far as on
you've dropped the recorder. You've dropped N-bomb a lot on the show.
I'm pretty sure that was you.
No, that was you, buddy. That was you.
Well, you know,
yeah, I've legit, like, that's what people said, and I literally went to like a college fair one time, and everything looks so fucking boring, man. Like,
yeah.
Why would I want to get into mechanics?
Yeah.
There's people that do that.
That's the best way to put it. Why would I learn that? There's a guy who does it.
I don't know. It's like driving a fucking stick.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
They do it themselves now, man. Like,
yeah, they fix that.
On, man.
They fix that in, like, I think, I don't know, the 70s?
In the 70s?
Yeah, I think that's when automatic cars came out.
Jeep did it, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. The reason for this episode is to, I don't know, we've been 33 episodes in, and I feel like, you know, we tried, like, once, maybe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say try. We just, like, kind of, like, hit on, like, who the fuck we are.
Right. Well, when we first, I think early on, so one thing, like, for how we got here is, the reason I came back to the show, or not came back to the show, but the reason why it's now me and you
full-time
doing it is we took Michael Black, who's been on the show
the rat
plenty of times. He had his bachelor party in Asheville.
Ooh.
And it just so happened to work out that me and you rode together up there. And as they said at the time, like, keep all the felonies in one car. I think that's what they said. So I don't know. But
oh man.
So we on the way up there, there's a lot I remember.
There's a lot of counterfeit money.
Oh yeah,
floating around Asheville.
That was. Do you want to explain the counterfeit money real quick?
Because
we can just talk about that trip for a second.
I'll just say I didn't spend a goddamn dollar of it on anything.
You used it at the gas station.
No, fuck, I didn't.
No, oh, that's right, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Whoops.
I threw it on grounds.
Yeah.
I watched people pick it up. It's movie money, man.
Yeah, pretend money.
Pretend money.
That when you crinkle up in your hands.
Oh, if you crinkle it up for about 40 minutes.
Yeah, it looks like.
Straight. But who the fuck crinkles up $100 bills like that? Nobody.
Yeah, nobody. No, you protect that shit.
No, you got to hit. You got to hit 20s and 10s, buddy.
Yeah.
But watching people pick that up and slide it to the bathroom is the funniest shit in the world.
No, the reason we went up there, we were going to see a band called The Midnight. And
which, no shout out to The Midnight.
Yeah, no.
Fuck you.
No, they're dead to me. That wasn't very good.
Unless you want to come on the show.
Yeah, then come on. We'll talk to you.
Let's go.
But
let's go.
But I had terrible diarrhea at that show. And
is that what that was?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So
you were being weird, man.
Well, you know, I was sweating a lot. But
sweating everywhere.
One of the times I went in and out of the bathroom, I heard two people talking. A guy was like, "No, you can tell it's fake. Look." Like, and he's like pointing at the fucking Japanese writing on the
it's Korean, man,
or whatever it was. But
either way, man, $13 got me $30,000.
Yeah, that's a good trade.
And with $30,000 of fake money in my pocket, I said, Elliot, you need to be the co-host.
Right. Well, that was basically at the end of the trip. That was the conclusion.
Yeah,
I think
when I only had $1,000 left.
Yeah, we blew a lot of fake money.
Well, I put a lot in like a bathroom of a strip club, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I just sat it on a toilet seat. And I would love to see the look on that dude's face that found like a stack of money.
And then...
just a drunk dude that found a stack of fucking money. Just like 50s and 20s. He probably got arrested that night, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, if he was drunk enough to...
He was.
Yeah.
Whoever it was. Yeah.
But, that trip was kind of what did it. And then once we got back, we kind of put things in motion.
A little format.
Yeah.
Kind of a format. Yeah.
I can't remember. It's been so long since I heard those first couple we did after that. But... I don't remember when we started to have structure, really, because we didn't, I don't think, at first.
Right.
I remember we called the first one, Rob was on tour with Funeral Chic.
Right.
We called him.
Dude, it wasn't that long ago. We had, four episodes where we sat in a fucking car.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we recorded all over the place. Just, yeah, that was.
And now we're in a. I mean, we went to Miami, we went to fucking Savannah, we went to Augusta.
We traveled all over the place.
You know, now we're in a soundproof room, and we have vents and shit, we have a guitar.
Yeah, it's somewhere.
We're good. No.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, hand me that guitar.
Oh, you hear that?
Yeah, this is a C, dude.
Mm.
You probably heard that. Did that come through?
I hope it did.
I hope it did. Yeah, I think Elliot is, you know, we had the first few episodes that I had by myself, I had bands come on, I had people come on that I know. And, you know, it just, that's all cool and fun and games and stuff, but, like, that all seems, like, super try-hard to me. Like, it's very cool to have people that I know come on.
Yeah.
But if you're forcing it, like I felt like I was doing,
right?
You know, like every once in a while is cool.
Yeah.
But if I'm, you know, every week it's somebody and I'm trying to force them to come to this studio, you know what I mean?
Right.
It just seems like I'm, and like, just pushing the same six questions on somebody, you know? I'm not fucking Sean Evans.
No.
Which I wish I was. Yeah, shout out amazing. To fucking Sean Evans and amazing. Hot Ones.
Yeah, I watch every episode.
That dude is... Did you watch the show? Like they have a fucking game show now.
No.
I love that there's a podcast that talks about a YouTube show that turned into a game show.
It's 2020, baby.
Well, honestly, you know, you're good. I'm sure your backup team's better.
Yeah, he's got to have some good researchers.
Yeah. I'm sure you're not on your phone and you're
just Googling
nice
shit.
Nice house. And my buddy Rob did 6 million Scovilles.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't do it.
I would never do that. No, I will watch 1,000 people do that.
Yeah, I'd watch a show of just people doing that.
I hope we got our point across with this, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think this was a good overview.
Overview.
Of how we got here.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think that's pretty good.
I think so.
I mean, because, honestly, like, I mean, I don't like talking about myself a whole lot. It's not
really
a thing.
Don't.
But, I mean, you know, we just want to, you know, give a little...
Give a little hate. Is that what it is?
Well... Hate's a strong word.
Whatever, man. Yeah, if you liked this episode and what you're listening to,
right?
Please subscribe on iTunes or anywhere else that you like to listen to. Stitcher.
Right.
Where else? Spotify.
Spotify.
We're on 10 platforms.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere? Huh.
Well, I mean, it's most places.
It's enough. You can find us, you know, because you're listening to us right now.
Right.
And
also, if you are telling your friends about the show, maybe tell them not this episode for the first one. Not that it's not a great episode, but...
I would say the opposite.
You think this would be a good first episode?
I would say, you know, this starts it. You know,
I mean, it would give you a frame of context.
And then they can jump into where random people come in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take that back. I mean, yeah, I don't think it would.
I think so.
It wouldn't be a bad first
episode.
This
is episode one.
Yeah.
No. But, yeah. Follow us on Instagram at Bad Seed Podcast.
Hashtag getting at it.
Is that a thing? Getting at it.
Getting active.
Thank you for listening. And we'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah.